Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. We'll be right back.
go down, never grow. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes, honey put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Hey, there we are. I'm so sorry. I had no idea that y'all wasn't able to hear me, so I had to call in. Hey, Ron, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, doing good, doing good. And for everybody else who's wondering what's going on, I have some technical difficulties and stuff, so I fixed that. But anyhow, I was trying to tell everybody without realizing I wasn't being heard. You know, we got a lot of these unnecessary gun control bills and everything else that's crazy that's going on the last couple of days and stuff, you know, and now they want us to have passports to buy and sell food. And we talked about this on the show not too long ago, if you remember. So what is your input in all this? What do you think?
Well, you have a lot of background noise right now, and I'm having a hard time hearing you. And you're real fuzzy.
Okay, so is that clear better?
Try to say something.
Is that better now?
No, it's still pretty bad, Joseph.
I don't know what it might be, the weather, because it's really windy up here right now and everything. But if you want, but yeah, I was trying to say is, you know, they're passing all these crazy gun control law bills now with all these mass shootings and everything that's going on and stuff. And, you know, we predicted that these mass shootings were going to be coming up and stuff. And now they want to, you got to have a passport or pass or something like that to buy food and everything. And we even talked about that, if you remember, and stuff. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about all this right now? I mean, what's your input?
Well, I think it's conditioning for when they want to actually push the mark of the beast. You know what I mean? I don't think this is the mark of the beast. I think it's just conditioning leading to it. You know what I mean? So basically, you'll get used to this, right? And then when they decide that they're going to push the other thing, you know, that was prophesied, that it's going to be already second nature to a lot of people. You know, well, we already did this. Why not do this, right? Now, personally, on a personal level, they can kiss my ass. I ain't getting no damn vaccine. I'm not getting the card that they want, and I will do just fine without it.
Exactly. Oh, I feel the same way. And now we're hearing, you know, the CDC director coming out today saying there's a fourth pandemic coming. And I told you all, if you remember, I said COVID-20 just around the corner. They're going to create another pandemic, shut us back down, and everything. So here we are. Now we got all these illegal immigrants coming in through Texas and California that have tested positive for COVID, but they're letting them out in the city.
Right. Well, I mean, that's all part of what they want, right? Complete control.
Exactly. Complete control. And, you know, and we did warn about all this, you know, and everything, but still yet, I still think people aren't seeing it. Some are, some aren't, and everything, but the rest of us, we're prepared and we're getting ready for it because we know what's coming and stuff. So, but I know you were sharing in the group chat earlier about somebody that died or something. Who was that? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, that's that piece of crap Duncan. He was a serial killer, a child rapist, right? And he was passing through on the run, actually, for killing the kids across the country, you know what I mean? He'd gotten out of prison, which is why I say, you know, chomos should not be allowed to live, right? So he did it many times throughout his life, got locked up in prison, got out, absconded from his parole all the way over on the East Coast, right? From Florida. Killed some kids along the way across the country. And he was passing through our neck of the woods up here in North Idaho through Coeur d'Alene, you know what I mean? And he saw these kids and he stalked them and watched the family. And he came in the middle of the night with a shotgun and he beat the family to death with a hammer. Right, and with the butt end of a shotgun and stuff like that. Then he kidnapped the two younger kids. He killed the older kid. He kidnapped the little girl and the little boy, right?
I remember that, yes.
He raped them, and then he killed the boy in front of the little girl, and then about, I don't know, a couple weeks and stuff went by, he got caught in Coeur d'Alene with the little girl, and so apparently he died in prison from cancer, and I hope he suffered majorly before he died. And I'm glad, and I hope that he gets tortured for eternity in hell. You know what I mean? He's not a big popular guy up here. In fact, everybody and their grandma were in trucks looking for that son of a bitch. And the two little kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
Up here and then Montana side, too. And then I don't know, man. I don't think he was on death row, but I don't think that's enough. I don't think that we can waste our tax dollars on those pieces of scum. We should torture them.
I agree. But you know how this administration is. They're planning on sitting a lot of those creeps out. You know, the pedophiles, the murderers, and they're planning on letting them all out of prison. And everything.
Well, to this day up here, you can still see Kill Duncan bumper stickers on cars.
I forgot about that until you mentioned it. And, you know, it's like with Jeffrey Dahmer and all the other serial killers, you know, how many are still alive in prison and so forth. You know, and speaking of that, you know, Maxwell, they put new charters on her today and everything, so... We'll see if she's going to live long, you know, and stuff. But I'm surprised she's lived this far and stuff. But I tell you, brother, I mean, we told everybody on this show, you know, all the crazy stuff that was going to happen, things that are being, that right to the TV, explained it. And here we are.
And the thing is this thing's been, this stuff has been prophesied for a very long time. You know, it has in the Bible and stuff like that. And people just refuse to open their eyes and acknowledge things, you know. And it's like, you know, we've had plenty of warnings, you know, and, you know, talk show, you know, radios like this and other ones and stuff have been talking about this forever. Preachers have been talking about this forever. The Bible prophesied it for a couple thousand years now. How much warning do you need before you open your eyes and be like, well, maybe I need to take this a little bit more seriously?
Or until it's too, you know, before it's too late, and it's actually almost too late now. I mean, you know, even I told you, Ron, that this was a setup for the Antichrist to come into place. Once Harris and Biden, whatever is going to happen to them, they disappear, he's going to step in. He's going to say, I'm here, I'm going to save the world. I mean, look what's going on. They're killing all plant life. They're trying to destroy the farmers, everything, just for that reason. Think about it.
Yeah.
Well, for control. Yeah.
And people, and there's a lot of sheeple out there that are just going to follow right into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to play right into it. I think that, you know, if this is what they're doing with this, right, where you got to have a card and stuff to get food, all that is it's a setup to get us into, get people complacent with that kind of a system. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The next step is, you know, you're getting your mark of the beast. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it's going to come after this COVID-20. This is prophesied. And I have seen I was actually watching a movie a while back called An Interview with Antichrist, and I'm going to send that link to you. It talks about everything that's going on right now, happening today. Even talks about the COVID and
right.
stuff, and you know, and COVID-20 and everything. It will give you chills. It really will. I mean, this movie was well made and right on point and stuff. And, you know, and I say probably, I keep saying it, but I'm going to say it again. In 2-3 months, you're going to see it really get ugly. It's going to get really ugly in about 2 months. And the other thing is, brother, why are they preparing for a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, go to the CDC website. They give you instructions on how to prepare for zombie apocalypse. I didn't believe it until I went on there myself and saw it. I'm like, what the hell? You know, and maybe it's because of what's in these vaccines. Who knows? You know, and everything, But they're really trying to bribe the population into taking the vaccine and stuff. But now we're seeing a lot of Satanism going on now. I mean, look at these shoes this rapper's trying to sell. It has blood in them. Satanic shoes, you call them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, definitely send me that link so I can check it out.
I mean, which one? The
Antichrist one.
The Antichrist one. I'll send you that movie, and it's called An Interview with Antichrist. And it costs you $4 to rent it, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I guarantee it. But we're seeing all this Satanism, everything coming into play. They're pushing out the Christians. And I was talking to, we were talking the other day in the chat room about the military and stuff, and I still feel that the military is fixing to turn their back, not on us, but on them pretty soon. I mean, I'm starting to see some stepping down and resigning and stuff. So it's going to get iffy, you know, and everything. And I don't know, are you hearing the same thing or?
I've heard a lot of different things, you know what I mean? I don't know. I hear a lot of things. I'm kind of one of those guys where where it's like, you know, like I do some research into it, you know what I mean? And if I can, if it can be put against several credible sources, you know what I mean? You know, then there's probably some truth to it. You know what I mean? Where, but one little link somewhere doesn't necessarily mean that it's true all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I think everything should be taken seriously. And when the bottom line is people just need to get prepared. Period. You know what I mean? Even if a fraction of everything that's being coming out, you know what I mean, is true, that's still a lot. And that's a lot of bad crap.
It is. And I think that, I don't know. Like I said, we're seeing a lot of strange stuff going on, a lot of chaos and craziness. And the chaos, all the chaos that we're seeing, too, is part of the plan to bring the Antichrist in. When will the Antichrist show? I don't know. I'd say probably within the end of the year.
That could be. We need to be on guard and ready and our eyes open, you know, not be deceived.
Exactly. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, seeing these mass shootings, you know, a lot of it are failed mass shootings because these ones coming out doing killings are either Muslims or far left people, and they don't really talk about them and stuff like the one in Boulder, Colorado. That they hushed that up real quick, you know. And you don't really see it, but they're pushing for the gun control and everything, which I think is ridiculous on that. I mean, what, you know, they're going to have a hard time taking 75 million Americans' guns away from them and stuff, and you're going to see a lot of dead bodies out there.
For the gun control, because, you know, part of that leads back to the Antichrist thing, right? We're ushering them in. Well, they have total control of well-armed society. They can't take total control over a well-armed society, right? So they're going to do everything in the power to disarm everybody before this happens, you know?
Right. And, like, you're going to, well, I see a war coming. I see it plain as day that it's coming, and it's why we're, you know, a lot of us are prepared. I've been preparing like crazy the last couple of weeks because it's getting closer and closer to that and everything. But I don't know, man. I mean, you know, we're there. We're here right at that point that we talked about several months ago and everything. And it's like, you know, We really haven't been on the air because we get frustrated in thinking people really aren't listening to us or listening to other shows like us that's giving out the warnings and everything. So it's like you said, what will it take for everybody to actually wake up to fight back? I mean, you know, we're seeing a little bit, but not enough.
Right. You know? Well, they're not listening now, you know what I mean? When they do finally listen, it's because they're going to be in a whole lot of hurting, you know?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And, you know, and everything. But I do see Biden probably out of office probably in a couple months. I see that had that happen. People are already starting to notice. And these media is noticing things are wrong with him and with his dementia and stuff. But I think, I don't know, it's too coincidental, and it's all a setup for the Antichrist. I really believe that's what it's for.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is that we're going to be watching and seeing how this plays out. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely so. But, you know, we're going to, at least we're ready and we know. We see what's going on and everything, but all we can do is still give the warnings out and stuff. And I know people are still a little paranoid, but, you know, it's time to stop being afraid and time to start out getting out there and getting some stuff done, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree? So, but Ed, how's you got anything going on in the militias? Got any training groups, training going on and stuff like that, or?
Oh, hell, we train every week.
You train every week. I need to train. I need to get back in this. I'm so out of shape, brother, that I got a lot of extra baggage in front of me. That's kind of hard for me to walk around anymore.
Yeah, we got to. Well, I think we're going to take this weekend off because it's Easter Sunday, let people spend the time with their families and do their churches and everything. But
we're
pretty much
training
every week, you know what I mean, on many, many different levels and many, many different things, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. So, there's so much going on right now and everything. But I was just telling my roommate today, you know, they're giving us a little bit of freedom. I go, I saw this coming a long time ago. They're going to have to open everything up for a little bit. And boom, they're going to, when this fourth pandemic comes in, they're going to shut everything down. Guarantee it.
Yeah, they're definitely going to try. I think we're pretty much going to tell them to kiss our ass over here in Idaho, buddy.
Right.
We'll probably be right on the front lines because we're not going to comply with them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we're pretty much going to say, well, you're going to comply or we're going to come over there. And we're going to be like, well, come on over here and we're going to kick your ass.
All right. I know here in New Mexico, people are feeling the same way. I mean, they tried over for the past couple weeks to pass these crazy gun control bills and they all failed. I mean, every single one of them failed.
Yeah, I bet your governor was pissed off.
She got pissed off over that. So now she's holding a special legislation Tuesday to try to pass the marijuana bill and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and she got mad because that didn't pass. So she was like, nope, we're going to have a special legislation and you're going to pass that bill, you know, and everything. So try to make pot legal. Yeah, which I don't have a problem with, but what I do have a problem with on that is a lot of that revenue tax is going to go right into their pockets. You know, they're going to pocket it.
Well, and there's another problem with legalization of pot, right? I don't have anything against pot. I don't care. I don't smoke it, but, you know, it does help a lot of people out there as far as I'm concerned, medical-wise and pain-wise and everything else, right? I mean, I'd rather somebody was smoking weed for pain than being addicted to pills, right? But I think the thing I think should happen with it is not necessarily legalized, but, you know what I mean, de-illegalized, right? Where it's not illegal to have it, and it's not illegal to grow it, and it's not illegal to smoke it and utilize it. You know what I mean? Because the problem with the legalization part, right, is then you're putting the government into it.
Right.
And the government. People get those medical marijuana cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the government tries to step in and say, well, because of this, we need to take your gun rights away.
I was just going to bring that up, and that's what it is. I was reading the bill, that pot bill, and it said that in the pot bill, that if you have a criminal past history, you won't be able to get into the marijuana deal, but you also lose your gun rights. So anybody that smoked marijuana in the past, you're out of luck, you know, and everything.
Right, and I think it's retarded. I mean, you know, I don't want to see heroin legalized. I don't want to see meth legalized. Right? That's not what I think, but I think pot should be just where it's decriminalized, you know, where it's not illegal. But I don't think the government should have their hand in it. You know what I mean? The problem with the legalization part is it just gets it just gets corrupted. You know, but decriminalize is a different matter. Then you can have it, smoke it, grow it, do whatever you want with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, and what's funny is we've been doing that for years. Even though it's illegal, we grow it, plant it, grow it, and smoke it and sell it. You know, I mean, I did in the past. I did in the past. I'll be honest. You know, I used to grow it and sell it, but that was good money making back in the 80s. So,
right. Yeah, before everybody in the grandma had it.
Yeah. So, but I tell you, it's just crazy that I mean, that's out of control and out of hand, and you know, and we're starting to see now that some of the Republican GOP is playing the Democrats with their own games when they were trying, when they just passed that bill in Georgia, with all the liberals, Democrats had a shit fit because of this new ID law bill that was passed and some of the other things that was passed into this and stuff. You know, we saw a Democrat representative get arrested and this and that too. But, you know, I mean, you know, if you have to show ID, getting beer, getting the gun, getting pot, I mean, why can't you show ID while you're voting? I have no problem with that.
Right. You know? Well, I agree. In order to vote in America, right, you're supposed to be an American citizen.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of the way that works, right?
Right, and this bill cuts a lot of that out where the illegals cannot vote, and that's what they're mad about and everything. It cuts people from coming in out of other states to vote in the elections, too. That's what they're really pissed off about. You know, from what I'm reading in that bill and everything, but, you know, and stuff. But I did got my good friend Jonathan Garcia up there and Matt McGregor, who's running for governor and lieutenant governor and stuff. But, you know, they're laughing. They think it's funny, too, you know. So, but because it pisses Danforth and their voting fraud system going down there. But now, after Biden's been in office and all everything, you know, gas prices going up and all this, doing his right, you know, executive orders here and there and stuff, now everybody's questioning the voting system and they're auditing now. I think there's 4 or 5 states now that's doing an audit. You know, it's like, well, it's a little bit too late for that, ain't it? You know, so, but,
I agree.
And we know they cheated and stuff, but, you know, they don't want to hear it. They want to shut you out, and if you even mention it, you know, stuff like that. So, but I don't know, brother. I just think that within the next couple of months, it's going to get very nasty. I really do. You can count on the COVID-20 coming. It'll be here about 2 months.
Well, I think it's going to get real here over the next year or two. Things are going to get amped up majorly. It's already been getting amped up. I think this year it's going to get really amped up. I think people's lifestyles are about to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. And everything. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the next step is you're going to see money disappear. You're going to have to use we're going to see digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be seeing that here pretty quick.
Yeah, I think that's going to come up too. When it's going to come up, I don't know. I think it's going to take time to set that up. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I do think it's going to come.
So it's coming. But anyhow, I tell you what, I thank you for joining me tonight and filling in for Virgil and Russell. I have no idea what happened to Virgil. He was begging me to do a show tonight, and all of a sudden now he disappeared. But Russell is buried up in paperwork tonight, so he wasn't able to make it. But we'll probably do a show tomorrow, so it is getting close to the time, so we'll cut it a little bit early tonight. But I do thank you for tuning in with me, brother.
Talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Talk to you later. And to everybody else, I will try to be back on here tomorrow night. If not, we'll be on Thursday night and everything. So we are sorry. We do apologize for Virgil Russell not showing up. But anyhow, the rest of y'all, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Ron, you have a good one, all right? We'll be right back.
down in Indiana now.